Assalamu alaikum to the Chosha V'tibor, a guten Erev, Freilich and Hanukkah. We find in Al Anisim, we say a loshen of Zaydim Biyad Iskeser Sacha. And the Beis Yosef points out in Simon Tofresh Pei Beis that L'chaira, it's not similar to the rest of the syntax of Alanisim. All the other Lashonis that we say in Alanisim, Rabim b'yad me'atim, Tmeim b'yad tohoirim. What else do we say over there? Let's see the Lashon inside. We say Rabbi Yad Me'atim, Gibor Yad Chaloshim, Rabbi Yad Me'atim, Tmeim Yad Tohayim, Rishon Yad Tzadikim. We have four opposites. Gibor Yad Chaloshim, Rabbi Yad Me'atim, Tmeim Yad Tohayim, Rishon Yad Tzadikim. Then we say Zaydim Yad Eskis HaRazacho. What's the opposite of Zaydim Yad Eskis HaRazacho? Says the Beis Yosef of Tov Reish Pei is that the Nusach of Alanisim is following Pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech said, Zaydim helitzuni umita rascha leinotisi. Zaydim helitzuni ad moed umita rascha leinotisi. So it's true that Chazal, when they were mesakin, the nusach of Alanisim were following this pasuk in Tehillim. Zaydim helitzuni umita rascha leinotisi. But still, it doesn't really answer the question of where's the opposites? Where are the two opposites over here? What does Zayda mean? What does Eskeser Esecha mean? And how does that fit with the pattern of Dover V'Yipuchoy? There's a whole of pshats like this. Just still back over here, the Pasha pshat. The Chayyim Pshat like this. We know that the famous Chazal said that V'choshech al p'nei tohoim, a famous medrash, the V'choshech al p'nei tohoim is going on Yovan, she'hechshichu einayim shel Yisrael, and V'amru, they said, kisvu lachem akaren hashor, ein lachem chelek b'lakei Yisrael. What is the nekuda of Ein Lechem Chelek B'Elokei Yisrael? Why dafka that lashon? We know that the Maral speaks about and others speak about that the fact that Yovan shepherds the dafka with Klal Yisrael has to do with the fact that the Yisrael of Yovan is Chachmas Yovan. All the Western world is still living off the Chachma of Yavon. And there was something specific about the Chachma Satera that was a threat to Yavon that caused such an attack on Klal Yisrael and specifically on Torah. The Bir Advarim is the Chayyim as follows. We know that Chazal were mistaken a matbeh of a bracha that when a person sees Chachma Yisrael, he makes a bracha, asher chalak mechachmasa li yireyav. When a person sees Chachma Umasa Olam, make a bracha, asher nasan mechachmasa li beruav. There are two chilukim. There are two chilukim between a bracha of Chachma Yisrael and Chachma Umasa Olam. A, by Chachma Yisrael we say shechalak, and by Chachma, which means to shear literally, we say shenasan mechachmasa, not chalak mechachmasa. And the second obvious shinui is that by chachma yisrael we say shechalak mechachmasa liyureyov, as opposed to chachma umasael we say shechalak shenasan mechachmasa libruv. Pshat as follows: the Taz explains that nasan means Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave it, but it's not an ongoing connection. Chalak means shearing, and the chilik is as follows. The Chochmah of the Torah, Chochmah Yisrael, The purpose is that through the Chochmah, a person should connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael v'arayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the pshat of a Chachmah Yisrael is not a person who knows a lot. Rather, the person who shears a lot. Shecholak mechachmasa v'yireya, the pshat is that it's an ongoing connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shears the Torah with us. Kivayochu. And the limud of the Chachmah, the yediyah of the Chachmah, the absorption of the Chachmah, that's a shared experience. It's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As opposed to the Goyim, says the Taz, it's Nasan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu waved goodbye and said, here's the Chachmah, take it. But it's not a pipeline and a vehicle of developing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brings us to the second Shinui. The second Shinui is obvious, Liyareya versus Bruv. If the Torah HaKadosha is a experience of sharing, of being connected, of chelak uchachosoi, so obviously it's going to be Yireyav. In other words, Bezim is a question to ask, O Chachma Yisrael automatically Yireyav? The answer is yes. The Chachma Yisrael who are the chalak uchachmosa, the Chachma Yisrael who are sharing the Chachma, that's the Yireyav. Automatically, it has to create that appropriate relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu of Yira, as opposed to the Chachma Yumas Olam, where it's the Bruv. They were created, they exist, but it's not Yireyav. What we're really seeing over here is that there's a fundamental and deep difference in the role of Chochmah, of Chochmah Yisrael of Torah and Chochmah Umas Olam. The role of the Torah is to create Yireyav. And the way the Torah creates Yireyav, because it's a Torah of Shecholak, it's a Torah of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tafkid of the Chochmah is to take the person and raise them up and take them to become Yireyav. That's the whole purpose of the Chochmah. The whole purpose of the Chochmah is not to service the human being, but to raise the human being. So, Ayidei the Chalak, Ayidei the Torah, bring a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bottle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have Yireyav, as opposed to Nasan, Mechachmosel, the Bruav. So since it's not a sharing of Torah, the Torah is not a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's Bruav. So it's... They remain who they are, but there's no change, there's no growth. That's the fundamental connection between Chochmah Yisrael and Chochmah. So the Yevonim certainly had a lot of Chochmah. That was the flag. That's who they were. But Chochmah Yisrael was a threat to them because Chochmah Yisrael said, you have to improve, you have to become Yireyav. The Chochmah has no meaning if in between the classes you're rolling in the gutters as a drunk. If you have no ethical growth, if you didn't become a Yireyav, Ayidei the Chochmah, if it didn't demand from you a higher standard. So Dafka, the Chochmah Yisrael of Chalak Mechachosu Yireyav was a direct threat to the whole worldview of Yavah, which says that Chochmah came to service man as opposed to Chochmah coming to raise the man up, raise the human being up. That's where we have this fierce attack between Chochmah Yavah and Chochmah Yisrael. Chochmah Yisrael waved the banner that Chochmah has no value, A, if it's not Cholak, if it's not bringing a person closer to Hashem, and Mimela not bringing Yireyav. So the Yevonim said, You don't have a chelik. We don't want the Torah of chelik. We don't want the Torah of sharing. We want the Torah of Nosan. Because the Torah of Nosan doesn't require Yireyav. That's the whole challenge. So now we understand what does it mean, Zaydim Helitsuni Ad Moed Mita Rasul in Atisi, Zaydim Biyad Oiske Sarasacha. The Pshat as follows. What's a Zed? A Zaydim is Helitsuni. There's a Letz. The Pasuk of Mishle, Zed Yahir Letz Shemoy. A Zed is Litzanus. What's Litzanus? Litzanus in the Seals Hashem, I would say Litzanus has two parts. One is, the exterior of Litzanus is that it's a zilzul. There's nothing that has an intrinsic chashivas. Let's lower the chashivas, or let's lower the meaning, or let's lower the importance, or let's lower the teichen. Helitzuni. Mitaros chalayna tisi, the pshat is that I didn't leave Torah, even though the Litzanim are being mezalzel on it, being mevazit, making a joke out of it. Lena tisi, I stuck with it, but it's much deeper. So Shon speaks out. That the koach of Latzonis is like a koach of a magen mashuach. The koach of Latzonis is like a shield, which is greased with oil that doesn't allow anything to penetrate. Latzonis blocks things from penetrating the heart. Latzonis, the person can hear Gavaldik Hisairus, and one tiny drop of Latzonis is going to block it off from penetrating into a person. That's the Yisrael. The Yisrael of Zaydim Heli Tzuni Ad Moed Mitarasul Leinatisi means that the Letz doesn't allow the Torah to penetrate. And Leinatisi means I didn't budge from it. I didn't move from it. It's with me constantly. It's with me steady. It's a constant companion of mine. It's a Cholak. It's not a Nosan. Nosan means it's a casual relationship. That's why it's only Bruv. The battle with Yavon is about penetration. It's about steadiness. It's about constant. That's the word of Cholak. It's about a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah that lifts the person up to Yireyev. Zaydim, so there are two opposites. There's Zaydim and there's Oiske Sarasacha. Oiske Sarasacha, it means I'm involved. Oiske Sarasacha means this is my Asik. Nobody ever said by the Nobel Prize ceremony for the Nobel Prize in Physics that is a Zam Masmid, he learned Ben Asdorm, his physics book. They said he did incredible things. He accomplished incredible inventions or accomplishments or patents or ideas or breakthroughs. That's true. But nobody ever said what the physics did to the person. Nobody ever said how it changed the person, how it raised the person up, how it became a Yireyev. That nobody ever said at a Nobel Prize ceremony that what Chochmas Umos Olam changed the person, how he became a better person. No, it's not a problem, it's not a point. It's the result. So it's Oiske Sarasacha. This is my Asik, this is my Avoida, the Torah itself, not the result of it, not what I got out of it, but my connection to it. And it's two opposites. The Zed is the Yisoid of Latzonis, which doesn't penetrate. Oiske Sarasacha is the copy of Lein Ratisi that I stuck with it all the time because it's not just about knowing information. To know information doesn't have to be Lein Ratisi. Lein Ratisi means a cholak. Lein Ratisi means it's a relationship. Lein Ratisi means Yireyev. That's why Zedim, Yivanim didn't want it to penetrate. Yivanim didn't want it to go in. Yivanim didn't want it to have the chashivas as a zach for itself. Perhaps that's the pshat why Yavan is called chayshak. Mesil Sashorim describes Olam Haza, a person who goes in this world without Musar, as an iver ba'afela. An iver ba'afela means that you're blind, you're in darkness. Why? Because a person in his natural state, person in one's natural state, in our natural factory settings, a person is in a matziv of living a life of darkness. Why? Because Olam Hazeh is called the darkness because a person in his natural state is controlled by his blind instincts, okay, the taiva covered, which have no vision, no tachlis, no goal. That's blind. We've spoken many times how the midas, by nature, when they're not driven by a seichel, by chokhmah, when the midas are not harnessed to the vision and the emes of Chachmah are blind forces which have no direction, no tachlis. That's why Mesil Sashorim describes it as an iver ba'afela, like we spoke about by the Yachikala. The person's blind because there are blind forces which drive him, blind meaning that they have no goal. Torah is called or. Kiner mitzvah v'teira or. What does it light up? In a world of darkness, which means that a person lives by blind drive, the Torah says, no, 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 this is where you should go. This is your direction. This is the step you should take. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. What's emes, what's sheker? Not to live a life of blind pursuits and blind drives, which have no vision and no sense of emes. The light of Torah lights up a world of chashecha. Yavon is chayshach because they said that there's no Torah or in the world. A person just lives his life by his nature. There's no reason why the Chachmah should uplift a person. And a person can stay in the darkness. The fight was against the aura of Torah, which showed a person how to live, what to do. The idea that Chachmah is a directive of how I should live, the idea that Chachmah makes me into Yireyev, that's the Yisrael of our Torah is a light. Torah illuminates the way. Chochmas Yavon says, Chochmah doesn't have to illuminate the way. I can stay in Choshech. I can stay living a life of my base desires. I don't need the Chochmah to light up anything in my personal life. Kiner mitzvah v'teira or shechichu einayim shal Yisrael. Tov and a Frelich Hanukkah to all of you and all the families and all of Klal Yisrael. Zay gesund.